With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The White House says Russia's Vladimir Putin promising President Trump he would have a direct meeting with Ukrainian leader Zelensky. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Kremlin has not yet said whether Putin signed off on face-to-face talks with the Ukrainian leader, but the White House says Putin promised Donald Trump. After meeting with European leaders on Monday, the president spoke to Putin by phone. The Trump administration is now arranging a Zelensky-Putin meeting, followed by three-way talks, if necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Justice Department has opened a probe into whether police officials in Washington, D.C. have falsified crime data. That investigation comes amid an escalating showdown between the Trump administration and the city over the control of the police department. Well, the death toll from the Legionnaires' disease outbreak in New York City has now reached at least five.
Officials say they've concluded the death of a person with the disease who died before mid-August is associated with the cluster. The outbreak in Central Harlem has sickened dozens since it began in late July. 14 people were hospitalized as of Monday, according to the health department. The bacteria that causes Legionnaires had been discovered in 12 cooling towers on 10 buildings, including a city-run hospital. Officials say remediation efforts have since been completed on all the cooling towers. Julie Walker, New York.
Air Canada reaching a deal with the union representing 10,000 flight attendants to end a strike. That began over the weekend, affecting 130,000 travelers during the peak summer season. Flights have already resumed, but full restoration may take a week or more. Air Canada operates some 700 flights daily. An estimated 500,000 customers were affected by the cancellations. This is SRN News. A dispute over a parking space in upstate New York.
At Grand Island High School outside Buffalo, seniors who can drive can pay $50 for a designated slot in the parking lot and then are allowed to put their name on it and decorate it. But the school said no when a Christian student wanted to put a cross on her space. She has since engaged the legal group First Liberty, which has sent a letter of warning to school officials. They claim if they allow the cross, they'll have to allow satanic symbols as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on Christians in India. International Christian Concern says a band of 70 people beat up two pastors who are walking home. A local Christian leader tells ICC, this incident is not an isolated case, but part of a disturbing pattern of violence and trend against Christian minorities, reflecting a growing climate of intolerance in the country. This is SRN News. Pyongyang raises a familiar complaint about the scheduled joint military drills between the United States and South Korea.
Kim Jong-un has condemned South Korean U.S. military drills. He was inspecting his most advanced warship being fitted with nuclear-capable systems as he vowed a rapid expansion of his nuclear forces to counter rivals. Kim's visit to the western port of Nampo on Monday came as the South Korean and U.S. militaries kicked off their annual large-scale summertime exercise. It's meant to bolster readiness against growing North Korean threats. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
One of Sweden's most beloved wooden churches being moved as part of the relocation to the town of Kiruna. It's happening because the world's largest underground iron ore mine is threatening to swallow the town. This week, thousands of visitors have descended upon the town north of the Arctic Circle to watch the church's relocation. More details at srnnews.com.